This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome, Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'd really need to be my governor. Governor Sisolak's really got a tough road ahead if he hasn't already. And it was interesting because during the summer, every time Governor Sisolak would have a press conference, people couldn't wait to listen to it because they're like, okay, so things are going to reopen. Things are going to reopen. So let's listen and see what gets reopened. And I mean, people were just waiting with bated breath on what gets to be reopened. Well, apparently the governor, who is recovering from COVID himself, from what we understand, mild, he's doing well, from what we're being told, not being told a lot, but he had just COVID-19 positive. I don't even know if he had any symptoms. He had originally said his early fatigue could have been from his, you know, pretty hectic schedule. But we're being told that next week the governor is going to speak to us about how we're going to approach COVID next. And the anxiety is just skyrocketing. I've been out, you know, and looking at what happens with businesses. I drive around and, you know, I'll go maybe take some takeout, or I'll even go to a restaurant myself, and places are packed. I mean, just packed. There's this surge of people running to get their hair done, running to get their nails done, eating out and all that, because they think we're going to lock down again. The PTSD that, you know, people have throughout the United States when it comes to not only COVID, but lockdown is overwhelming. So people are panicked. So here, the governor, people are like, oh my gosh, put it off. We don't want to hear any more restrictions. And so I was interviewed last night on News 13 on, you know, what I think needs to happen for us to open the economy, and what do I think the governor's going to do? Well, it's really, really interesting with what happened with us. On one end, our governor in Nevada and other governors throughout the United States have the foresight to do mask mandates. So they brought up mask mandates, they enforced them over the summer, and then everybody had to kind of wear a mask. There were medical exemptions, and then as things worsened with COVID, they tightened up medical exemptions, etc. The good part to that is it showed that Nevada and other states were ahead of the curve, going, okay, you know what, we're going to do mask mandates. The negative to that is now we don't have a lot of wiggle room. So when you see states like Iowa, or some of these other states that go, all right, you know what, guys? Things are starting to get bad, so now we're going to do a mask mandate. Now we're going to do something. We're going to try to control the virus. We in Nevada, we've been doing that already. We've done that, been there, done that. So now what is our press conference going to say we're going to do? You see, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have done the mask mandate. I support our governor for that earlier. But the problem is now we can't get behind the microphone and go, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do. All right, you know, we're going to tighten things up, protect ourselves, you know, this fall, so we're going to bring in the masks. Been there, done that. So now what? So I fear we're going to parallel a lot of what California is doing. We might have a curfew. We might start having certain lockdowns again. We might have certain businesses only allowed to take 25% capacity. And it's kind of frustrating because, the governor is going to feel like he has to do something because there's all this pressure that there's cases and increase in hospitalizations. Now, I think we have about maybe 6,000 hospital beds in the state. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's a site from the American Hospital Directory that kind of shows how many beds are in each hospital. I think it's an underestimation. I trained at UMC. According to this, they have like 489 or 98. UMC is over 500 beds. ICU beds, of course, you know, a lot less. But when you look at a state like Nevada, with the millions of people that we have, and we look at really only having about 6,000 hospital beds, I look at that as not being enough. Now, one thing California is doing is they're having surge facilities. So they're already deputizing other areas that or entities or institutions that can serve as medical facilities if the hospitals get overwhelmed. And, I mean, as a doctor, I could tell you hospitals get overwhelmed every year with flu and all that. I mean, our hospitals will be overwhelmed despite COVID. It's just, do we have to take the economy down with it? Do we have to take everybody's, you know, lifelong earnings and business and retirement and completely destroy it because every year our hospitals get overwhelmed? And so when I was asked by the reporter yesterday, Austin Carter, you know, when does this end? When does, does it just lock down, ease up lockdown, when do we move forward? It basically really hinges on something very simple. It's if the hospitals and the medical providers are overwhelmed. If they're not overwhelmed and they say, we got this, and we notice that the COVID is being less deadly because of our treatment plans or vaccine, then we can stay open. Then we can breathe a little bit more. We can expand our economy and move forward and live with COVID. If the hospitals and medical providers say, we're at capacity, we're looking like El Paso with the pit where people just go into that room and we're being told by traveling nurses that they die and they don't get enough CPR. If that is actually happening in an area, that's not adequate. That's not tolerable. We need to help our hospitals out. Our COVID focus and our forces should be, what do the medical providers need? Because when we got reassurance from the hospitals that, guys, we can handle this, we're good, we didn't have restrictions from the governor. If our hospitals go, look, we don't have PPE. Can we get some PPE? We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough staff. We don't have enough facilities. Let's get them those facilities. You know, we're sitting there trying to figure out what to do with the little barber shop or what to do with the bakery and what to do with, you know, our masks and what to do with Thanksgiving. And I am sure the governor and his team and most teams or whatever are, you know, basically helping the hospitals and asking what they need. But what I want to be hearing every single day is, all right, guys, this is going to be the facility we're going to be using, you know, for overflow. This is how we're going to train new medical students. This is how we're going to, you know, open up more residencies. We can't just be a 6,000 hospital bed state, nor can others. It's not going to be enough, and we can't have small business suffer because of that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're watching Moderna and Pfizer go back and forth, you know, showing how efficacious their vaccine is, and we're looking at possible FDA emergency authorization to get vaccines, but, you know, we might only get 20 million doses, which would equate to 10 million people getting the shot, because they get only two. Do they have to get two shots per each to in order to have a full vaccination? Some of us are like, look, we don't want to mess around. We want to protect ourselves now. And there's some of us that make things happen, some of us that watch things happen, and some of us who wonder what happened. Well, I'm a make things happen kind of girl, and so is Dr. Maniac. Michael Maniac is joining us next to discuss how we can kind of take matters into our own hands to try to help protect us while we're waiting for all the vaccines and new advancements when it comes to COVID-19. Dr. Maniac, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss this important topic.
I love it. So tell us about Sanitize Your Nose.
Well, you know, this is developed through the realization that there is an unmet need here and that we haven't really addressed a major potential portal for infection. You know, and that's the nose. Mm-hmm. We know about the hands and other aspects that we have in the eyes, but nobody's talking about the nose very much. Now, the nose is an important portal for infections to enter in the body, but it's also a reservoir of those microorganisms, both bacteria and viruses, that cause infection. So we need to address this because it is something that's a gap in our protective mechanisms currently, for the most part.
Absolutely, so true. You know, we kind of, as kids, shy away from our nose because, you know, our parents are always like, don't pick your nose, don't touch your nose, you know, because it's a source of infection. But unfortunately, some of that projects later in life to, all right, my nose is just there, I just don't deal with it. And it's actually a pretty significant organ that I think we might even be underutilizing when it comes to protecting ourselves against pathogens.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And what you don't realize is that the studies have shown that we touch our faces about 100 times a day. And so you could wash your hands all you want to, but if you touch your face again, you've now reinfected your hands. And that's especially true of the nose. If you watch any of these Zoom calls that you do and you've got about 15 people on them, you look at it, just watch the number of times that people touch their face. And they don't even realize they're doing it, but it happens all the time. And so now this is allowing that source of infection to get back in the middle of the mainstream here and potentially infect us. So
absolutely,
I think it's important to raise this awareness, but also to address it. And there are some good ways to do that.
So Dr. Maniac, yes, talk to us about some things that you're recommending to your patient population.
Yeah, and I do this personally too, and so I think it's important to use a product, particularly in these days where we're entering into the time of seasonal flu, but we've also got coronavirus swirling around, and there are bacteria causing problems, secondary infections sometimes to some of these viral infections. So we need to do something ourselves. You can do this easily to sanitize your nose. And what you need to use is an FDA-regulated product, meaning that they look at this and that this is an appropriate thing to use. And the best of these products are basically like a nasal swab that it's a small swab that you then swirl around in your nose and both nostrils, and it takes less than a minute to do. Now, it needs to have in there a compound that contains a greater than 60% amount of alcohol, because that is what really kills all these things. And this type of product, for example, has other ingredients in it that helps extend the length of that alcohol. So that if you do this once, and it takes about a minute to do, then you're protected for 12 to 15 hours. So you can do it once or twice a day, and you've got nasal protection. So it's very important. The other thing is it's not uncomfortable. It's not like the swabs that you have to use for a coronavirus test. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very simple to do. And like I said, I do it every day. And it is very simple for the general public to adapt. Mm-hmm. But what's important is that it's been proven to be effective. We have over 1,000 hospitals that use this for their inpatient population, but also for their pre-surgical patients. And there's been a dramatic decrease in the amounts of infection in those populations. So it works, and it's easy to do, and it's cheap, and it's not uncomfortable at all.
Now, we're not using regular hand sanitizer products, right? Because many of them have perfumes and things like that. What sort of products, can you kind of touch upon what the difference between the nasal products are versus the ones we use on our hands?
Yeah, you highlighted that very well. That's the problem. You cannot use the hand sanitizer products in your nose. First of all, like you said, they contain other things, and they could be irritative, and they could interfere with this protective use of the alcohol, and they don't contain the same amounts that are necessary to sanitize the nose. So it's very important you use something that's actually developed for sanitizing the nose. Now, you can learn a lot about this from going to a website that's called Sanitize Your Nose. .org, and so that's sanitize your nose, one word, no spaces in there, .org, and it will show you exactly how to use these products and how easy they are to use. So I think that would be useful once people learn how easy this is to do and how effective it is. It should be entered into your thought process about protection.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Maniac, one of the products that is definitely trending, it's called Nozin, N-O-Z-I-N. Can you talk a little bit about that product?
Yes, I'm very familiar with it, and that's the one that I'm really alluding to here. Like I said, it's very simple to use. It's a small swab, a little thing that you insert into your nose. You squeeze the side of it first to mix the contents in this little ampule, and then you swirl it around in your nostril 3 or 4 times, each nostril. And you use only one. You can use it for both nostrils. Remember, the alcohol content in there kills all these bacteria and viruses, so there's no worry of actually spreading it if you use it in the other nostril. So it's something that is doesn't smell, it doesn't burn, it takes about a minute to do, and then you're protected for 12 to 15 hours. I think it's a very good product. I'm impressed with this, and the fact that they're the ones that have the data on all this use in hospitals. That's pretty good information for me.
Yeah, because, again, I've been hearing about the product, and I haven't tried it myself yet, and I've been hearing Nozin. You should be using Nozin, and so I'm really glad you were able to kind of talk to us about it, because I haven't been able to talk to my listeners about it. You know, one condition a lot of people complain about is a vestibulitis, where they don't call it that, but they feel like that their nose hurts, and it flakes, and they feel like they have a sinus infection, but it's more in the nares, the vestibule. And a product like this can also, you know, kill staff. It's not just about COVID. There's a lot of bacteria that unfortunately can, you know, reside in the nose and, you know, wreak havoc.
Well, you're absolutely correct about that. For example, you know, about 30% of people that come into the hospital have staph in their nose. And a lot of staph these days is MRSA. It's methicillin-resistant staph aureus, as you're probably aware. So it kills all of that. And it does not burn or irritate the nose like some other products do, perhaps. And you don't have those issues with this product, Nozin. I think it's very good. I like I said, I use it every day.
That's awesome. What about, I know we don't have, in our final minute, a quick question I have is, you know how the gut has a microbiome that kind of, you know, is there for a reason? What about our nose microbiome? Do we have to be concerned about it disrupting that balance?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't think that's been studied thoroughly. And you know, the short answer is that because of the accessibility of your nose to the exterior, I would think that even if you destroy, you know, some of the biome in the nose, you could repopulate that pretty quickly. The other thing is you don't reach way up into the back of the nose. So that colony is still, those colonies are still present and further up in the nose and can easily repopulate the nose if necessary.
Dr. Mania, thank you so much. All right, everybody kind of visit sanitizeyournose.org. Check out Nozin. Dr. Mania, can't wait to have you back. You stay safe. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's nice talking to you today.
Same here. You take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want to puppet an office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as we've been talking about the mask issues and the mask restrictions, and we've been talking about a population set where those who have COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you know, might be having some issues with the masks. And we've discussed COPD before on the show, but not to the detail that I think it needs to be. And today is COPD Awareness Day. So who better than to you know, kind of walk us through what COPD is and you know, how it relates to COVID is Dr. Thomas Corbridge, a patient, Jan, with COPD, and Justin, who is a caregiver of somebody with COPD. So, everybody, thank you guys for coming on our show. This is fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Wow. All right. We'll start with you, Dr. Corbridge. Can you tell us, just inform our listeners, what is COPD?
Well, COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a state of lung injury generally caused by cigarette smoking. Cigarette smoke can cause narrowing and inflammation of bronchial tubes that can cause cough and sputum. The smoke can also cause damage to the actual tissue of lung, put holes in the lung, and that's a term called emphysema. So most patients have a combination of both, and it results in shortness of breath, particularly with exertion, and some of our patients will have cough and excess sputum.
Jan, you suffer from COPD. Tell us about your symptoms.
My symptoms can range anywhere. I don't have all of the mucus and phlegm, which is a good thing. I'm a wheezer. I wheeze. So those are some of my symptoms, shortness of breath, okay, especially if it's going to be upon exertion or exercise.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if I'm deconditioned, and right now a lot of us are because we have not been able to get to our pulmonary rehab to get the exercise that we need. So it's extra energy. I'm using a lot of calories with just trying to breathe. So, but my symptoms when it comes to any type of exacerbation, the main thing that I notice immediately is the shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do wheeze. So those are some of my symptoms.
Of course. You know, and Jan, how has it been with the mask mandates? Do you live in an area where you have a mask mandate? And how do you deal with the mask mandate?
Well, at first I didn't deal with it well at all until I was told by a pediatrician, why are you sitting at home, put that mask on for 15 minutes at a time. Walk around the house, whatever you need to do in it until you get used to it. That really did help me. So that's the message I've been getting out to other COPDers when it comes to, I don't want to wear the mask, I can't wear it. Yes, you got to get used to it and you got to wear it.
Exactly. So we were telling people to practice. So true. You know, to practice. We doctors, we could take it off and on, but yeah, it does. It takes some practice to get used to. Can I ask, what type of mask do you find that's the most comfortable for you having COPD?
The blue surgical, I'm not going with all this cloth stuff because I've, you know, the doctors have explained to me with a lot of these cloth masks, they're not thick enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're not durable enough. So the surgical masks, the blue ones, are absolutely fine.
Nice.
They're good enough for me. Now, that's for me.
Fantastic, Jan. Fantastic. Justin, I appreciate you coming on. You actually have to care for somebody with COPD, which is it's a lot of work, and it's a lot more difficult than people think. Tell us about your experiences.
My experience personally is, you know, of course, different than everybody else's. Like, the big thing is getting to the doctor or understanding what is going on from the physician to the patient. 91%, like the survey shows, the physician wants us at the visit. Not always does the patient want us there because we're going to get more information than what the patient wants sometimes. Like, I can understand it better than, you know, my dad. So with me working with him and the physician, I can get the best care for my dad. That he can get.
Absolutely. So it is your father. Dr. Corbridge, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth and debate on those who smoke and their susceptibility to COVID. And just a recent study just came out earlier today on how, you know, the smoking is a negative. What have you seen in terms of your experience with, you know, tobacco or nicotine and COVID?
Yeah, and I think just, you know, back to our COPD patients, and many of those patients, of course, have smoked. We know that that patient population is particularly vulnerable to COVID. So if you have COPD and you get COVID, you're at increased risk of worse outcomes. Regardless, you know, smoking cessation is the right strategy to move forward. It can be hard to achieve, but that's the right strategy for all of our patients. So our patients know that COVID is a concern. It has motivated many of them to do everything they can to try to stay healthy, including smoking cessation, to do all the things that you just mentioned, you know, social distancing, masks, and hand washing. But it also underscores the importance of establishing that relationship that's close and honest and trusting and open with your provider. The survey that Justin had alluded to was recently done to look at COPD patients. It was done by the American College of Chest Physicians, the Chest Foundation, combined with GSK. And it showed that there's still a communication gap between patients and their providers. And so while we're treating COPD, we know now we can do it better if we narrow that gap. Open, honest, truthful communication from our patients. And on our physician side of the fence, you know, good, probing, non-judgmental questions so that we can narrow that gap. A caregiver there is always wonderful to look at things through a different lens.
Dr. Corbridge, for those with COPD, do you urge any house modifications, like, shall we say, like keeping windows closed or HEPA filters or not having pets? Are there anything people could do at home besides smoking cessation, in addition to smoking cessation?
Yeah, and smoking cessation is really the main concern, and not being around other smokers, of course, is the main concern. The other recommendations really would come about by way of an individual assessment by the patient's providers to see what exactly in either their home environment or occupational environment might be additional triggers. So that really relies on individual assessment.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jan, how is this, you know, during COVID, you have spoken about pulmonary rehab. Have you noticed that your visits to the provider had to be limited, or were you still able to get the treatment you needed?
That question for me?
Yes, Jan.
Okay, yeah, you're kind of muffled there. No, I was able to get what I needed because my doctor and myself have an action plan. Okay, even before COVID, we had the action plan, and that was what I would do in case I have a flare-up. And I think Dr. alluded to earlier that, you know, it's hard for a pulmonologist because they need to listen to your lungs. Okay, but with the COVID situation going on and the isolation of the offices, they've had to really depend on us giving them the absolute truth about our condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that has been one of the main drawbacks, okay, is when to call the doctor, which mm-hmm. I know when to do now, but I always have. So when to call the doctor, give him my symptoms, and COPD mm-hmm. is not a one-size-fit-all.
Mm-hmm.
So what works for me may not work for somebody else.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the main thing, is saying to the doctor, yes.
Absolutely. Justin, Jan, Dr. Corbridge, thank you guys for joining us. For more information, people go to COPD.com. It is National COPD Awareness Day. Very significant illness. And you guys, thank you for taking the time to educate my listeners. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Those of you who bought Moderna stock and Pfizer stock, you're kind of seeing a seesaw. Last week, Pfizer said that their vaccine is going to be 90% effective, or is already 90% effective. They were a little bit more than halfway done with their study. Very little side effects, no significant side effects. believe the U.S. government already bought 100 million doses. They were anticipating asking for emergency approval with the FDA so that they could, by December, start administering the vaccine. Pfizer stock went through the roof. Then Moderna, right, rained on their parade. Moderna came out going, guys, yeah, they got 90% efficacy. We're 94.5. I was like, ooh, Moderna stock skyrocketed. Pfizer stock started to fall. And the Moderna peeps were like, look, guys, right, we don't have to freeze it as long. We don't have to keep it in Antarctica-type temperatures. You can stick it in your freezer. You can have it in the fridge for 30 days, whereas Pfizer is only 5. And so, you know, Pfizer basically got backslapped publicly with their vaccine. So then today, I wake up and I hear, Pfizer's vaccine is 95% effective. So now, Pfizer is taking the lead. This, I don't know if you guys watch horse races, but it's exactly that. You see a horse, the horse is kind of, you know, making headway, and then another horse comes in from behind. Meanwhile, you got AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson and Novio and Sanofi and all these other, you know, all these other pharmaceutical companies kind of going, okay, you know, we got this. We're not going to, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And also, if they're smart, they're kind of watching some of the other rollouts or issues that some of the, you know, front runners have. You know, sometimes you don't want to be the fast, what was it, the tortoise and the hare? You know, sometimes you don't want to be too hairy. You know, sometimes you want to have that, figuratively, you want to kind of, you know, see what's wrong. I don't know if you, have you guys ever run a race? I used to run, all right? And, you know, you don't always want to lead the whole race, all right? Let's say there's a pothole. Let's say there's some, I don't know, schmutz in the middle of the road or whatever. Let that front runner, let that person up in front that's leading the pack fall. Let them have, you see where they fall, and then you know, okay, I got to avoid that. I mean, eventually you are going to want to come in from behind and be in the lead, but you don't necessarily always have to be first there. You don't. You know, there's a doctor who I trained with years ago who also taught me you never be the first person in the intersection. When you get to a, you know, when the stoplight changes to green, you know, you don't have to be the first person in the intersection. Let somebody else do it, because there might be somebody out of, you know, run a red light or whatever. So, you know, this concept of trying to be first and the first one out there, you know, could be problematic. So Pfizer comes out saying, look, our vaccine is 95% effective. We're good. Low side effects, if any. We're ready to roll it out. And they're going to ask the FDA for emergency authorization. They said within days, not weeks. So they want to be the first one out there. So they already have government contracts. They already have promises for 100 million doses. And again, I want all these pharmaceutical companies to succeed. I am pro pharmaceutical company. I know people hate that about me, but I mean, who else is making a vaccine for you guys? Okay. It takes capitalism. It takes private enterprise. Right? It takes people needing to that dangling carrot. Right, to know that there's going to be a prize and it is going to be worth it. It would really, really stink for a company to think they're going to lose millions or billions of dollars, or their stock drops and they go bankrupt because, you know, they failed at a drug, or it's not going to get paid, or they're not going to get reimbursed, or, you know, there's not going to be any reward for that. So we want pharmaceutical companies monetarily rewarded for helping save lives and coming up with drugs and doing the R&D. It's expensive stuff. So I hope all of them are successful. I hope we have plenty of vaccines to choose from. I hope there is some mild competition. What I don't want is to be lied to. I don't want to be snowed. I don't want a company to be over incentivized to do something such that we might be getting halfway information. But as far as I'm concerned, if there's a little bit of a race and Pfizer now stepped it up going, you know what, we're going to be ready within days, fine, as long as it's safe, I'm fine with that. So we'll keep you guys posted, and I wouldn't sell any of your stock yet, I don't think. I think there's enough people, there's billions of people in this world that need vaccine. I think there's going to be enough buyers. I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to be doing well. There's always a winner in a recession, or there's always a winner in a pandemic. But we won't go there yet. We'll talk economy later. Now, something cool happened. All right. I don't know if you guys noticed yesterday. The FDA has approved Lucira's all-in-one home test kit for COVID. Now, this thing is cool. This is very, very cool. You could at home test for COVID. You will get results in 30 minutes. It actually gives you a little light. The light will say if you're positive or negative. It's a type of technology that has high sensitivity and specificity. We aren't expecting a lot of false negatives and positives. And one of the greatest things about this home health test is you don't have to do a nasal pharyngeal swab where you stick it all the way to the back, where it has to go all the way up into the back. It could just be a little, I think it's like a 10-second swirl of your nostril. Easy to do. Now, there's some caveats to this. So the FDA approved this at-home COVID-19 test because, you know, we kind of need to ease up on the healthcare workers. All right, they haven't gotten a break since, you know, I don't know when. They just haven't. And because remember, we had bad flu season last year before we were told part of it could have been COVID. So we are utilizing healthcare workers to test for COVID, which is kind of something in this day and age, something we could probably do ourselves. The problem is you can't do a nasopharyngeal swab by yourself. You might be like, oh yeah, I'll stick it all the way back there. Very few people can do it. We can't do our own pap smears. We can't do our own colonoscopies. We kind of can't do our own nasopharyngeal swabs adequately. So we need somebody else to go, no, 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 you're going to sit still and I'm going to get a good swab. This test allows us to not have to have that uncomfortable test and to be able to do our own nasal swab. That is fantastic. Now, it has to be, you can't get the test kit by going to Walgreens. You need a prescription. So yeah, I guess you could get it at Walgreens with a prescription, or whatever site's going to be selling them. But you need a doctor to prescribe you that. Why? Well, because I think they want some sort of accountability and some sort of documentation and somebody watching. The big problem we have with at-home tests is, can people lie? You know, a lot of airlines are saying you can't come on board unless you have a negative COVID test, or, you know, you prove that you've never had COVID. So if somebody doesn't want to be on a blacklist or a no-fly list, let's say, they might be like, oh, I'm good. So there has to be some sort of, unfortunately, because people don't trust each other, there has to be some sort of accountability and some sort of documentation of the testing. Once you do at-home tests, people can just test, nobody reports it. Same thing with that at-home flu test. I want at-home flu tests to help us telemedicine doctors figure out if you have flu or COVID. But if people are doing flu tests at home, where is it being documented? So we have to make sure that gets documented. The other thing, too, is this test cannot be done at home for somebody under 14 years of age. So if you do all want to travel and you got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, you aren't allowed to be able to do that at home. You could bring them into a doctor's office and have the medical provider do it. So there's still some drawbacks, but for the most part, this could be pretty revolutionary in terms of getting people tested, knowing people are clear and can go back to work. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to.
text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.